So hello, welcome. I am just thrilled today to have Tessa Williams with us on the Erica Glessing Show. And Tessa is a speaker. She's the founder of the Palmerton Group, a management firm that works with right and left-brained high achiever professionals. So I don't know if I'm a high achiever. I think sometimes I am and sometimes I'm not. But welcome, Tessa. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Yeah, and where are you in the world? Where are we speaking to you at?
I am in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Is it nice there today?
It is, actually, yeah, for once. It's been, like, raining off and on for the last, like, almost 3 weeks. So wow. We've been getting a little bit of sunshine.
Oh, that's always nice. It's sunny here always. In California, it's always sunny. It's all right. I like it. So maybe just tell me, if I'm looking at, like, building my business, you know, a lot of our listeners are entrepreneurs and they're building their businesses. What kinds of things can I do to just, like, step up the quality of my business or improve my business?
Yeah, of course. So I would say one of the main ways to get started is through strategic planning. And basically, in the simplest way, that means to be very intentional about everything that you're doing. So making sure that you're setting goals, and whether those are revenue focused or not, making sure that you're kind of creating a step-by-step plan to accomplish those goals, so that you're able to manage your time better and other resources. And then I would say the second thing is to automate as much as possible, like the admin task that most of us don't like doing, like scheduling social media and responding to certain emails and things of that nature. Automation tools really help.
I think I'm good at having virtual assistants do certain tasks for me.
Yeah.
But I do get blocked on certain things. Like, I definitely find myself blocked on certain things as far as having automation, you know? What's some way of, like, finding out, more strategic ways to use automation? What do you recommend people doing if they don't even know what to automate?
Right. Yeah. If they don't know what to automate, I would say,
like you said, social media posts, but I guess I do use a social media posting tool.
Yeah. So there's like Hootsuite and CoSchedule.
Right.
And Edgar and there's so many out there that are available. So social media is probably the one task in business that gets automated the most, or either the least. So the least, because people don't know about the tools, or they don't know. Or the most, because that's like the one area that's, so to speak, time sucking, you know, because you find yourself having to write the content, create the graphics, and making sure that the post gets scheduled. So it's very time consuming. But one of the things that I usually recommend and that I use often is doing time audits. So there is a website called Toggle, and it's this tool that I came across when working with like other virtual assistants and various clients. And basically it allows you to track your time. And so I usually will turn it on when I'm getting ready to write a blog post, or when I am doing some other task in the business, to see how long it takes me to do it. And I typically will track that for, let's just say, seven, like a full week, or either like 30 days, to see how I'm doing with those tasks and the ones that are admin focused and that take up the most time. And it's something that I know that I can pay somebody else to do. That's what gets automated first. That's like the first option, because automation is typically a little bit less expensive than hiring someone. And then if I'm past that point of automation, then it gets delegated.
I love it. This is a great way to think. So tell us a little bit more about the tools that you use and some of the things you've created in your business.
Yeah, sure. So I would say my favorite automation tool for client onboarding and client intake, so basically setting up meetings, doing consultations or intensives, is Acuity Scheduling. It's phenomenal. It has an awesome calendar feature. You can have like client questionnaires and applications. You can have your contracts in there. It has a couple features where they have like automated emails, which are typically like reminders reminder emails, but you can be a little strategic about it and use them for other things, basically. So Acuity is a favorite tool. It is free. They have like a trial, or either you pay about like $15 a month. And if you're a Squarespace user, it's free, which is like amazing. And most people don't know about that. And then
awesome.
Mm-hmm, it is awesome. And then I'm trying to think outside of Acuity, a favorite social media scheduler would be CoSchedule, I would say, at this point, either CoSchedule or an app called Plan. And CoSchedule is obviously can be used for scheduling blog posts and social media and email newsletters if you have MailChimp, because they have like an integration. But the Plan app is only for Instagram. And so you can kind of plan your feed out. You can schedule regular posts and Instagram stories. So those are, I would say, probably my...
That's
my
awesome. I use a tool called Deliverate for my social media posting. Mm-hmm. And it's great. It's got, it's how all my podcasts go on LinkedIn and my Facebook pages and Pinterest and Twitter. So I love Deliverate. I've been using it for, gosh, I think over a year now, since January 2017. Okay. And it's made such a difference in my, I think one of the things I was looking at recently was, who are the people whose judgments like keep us from succeeding? Like, who are the people we give the key to validation? And sometimes if we're posting personally, we're looking for validation. We're sitting there looking at our feed and seeing, is someone retweeting? Is someone talking about me? Is someone responding? And then we get all contracted. If someone doesn't respond, we're like, you know, I'm not giving myself permission to do that post or something. So I find when I started using those tools, I found such a freedom in posting my messages, because I stopped looking for the gatekeepers. I stopped looking for, and that doesn't mean I'm not like trying to tune in and seeing how I can play with people bigger, but it's like I stopped giving them the gate. I stopped giving everybody the gate key to my messaging. So I like that. So thank you so much for reminding me of that. That's a big point.
You know, that's a really big point that you made. I have not thought about it like in that way before. That is amazing. I love that.
You just automatically didn't do it. You just automatically posted it without worrying about the judgment.
Yeah.
It stops them because they don't understand and you know, here's the other thing, like with impressions, and I was telling someone else this, people watch you without commenting.
Oh, they do.
People look at your, I mean, think about LinkedIn. If you look at a bunch of posts, you know, you don't comment on all of them, but you're getting all these impressions of who that person is all the time. And you're getting images and you're getting vibrations and you're sensing who they are. And you're either saying I'm tribing with them or I'm not tribing with them. You know, I've never really used tribing as a verb like that. But it's kind of interesting. Like, am I tribing with them or am I definitely not tribing with them? And if I am, I'm getting to know that by looking at their feed, and I don't need to comment do anything to know if they're my tribe or not. And so it's a fantastic tool, the automatic posting, to get around that needing to be so acknowledged all the time.
That's true. And that's a really great way to look at it. I wish more people talked about that. It's funny you say that, because I try to take social media breaks and unplug on the weekends. And I have a very strict schedule for when I am on social media, because a lot of times it just feels, but there's a lot of negativity, you know, and sometimes not even intentional. I mean, you can go hop on Facebook, and in your Facebook feed, there's obviously news posts and things of that nature. And I don't know.
I know. And I've taken them off. You can remove all the news posts, but then I sort of felt like I was in a vacuum. So then I let them go back on, but then you can be totally devastated. Like, you can let yourself get drawn, sucked down into drama of what the president's doing or something, which I just don't have time each day to focus on what he's doing. Like, my life is way more demanding than that.
Yeah. Well, and I'll say this, it's not even so much the news post from the various organizations and media outlets. It's people sharing those posts and writing their opinions and sharing, you know, various comments and things of that nature. So even if you kind of clean up your timeline in like the pages that you follow and things of that nature, you still have to be mindful of the people that you are following. And sometimes it's even friends or family, quite frankly, you know, when they're sharing posts and they're sharing their opinions and their feelings on various topics. And if that's all you're seeing in your timeline and nothing more than that, then it's either, I don't know, it's either comparison syndrome is kicking in, you know, where you see somebody with the latest and the greatest and, you know, you're only seeing their highlight reels, I guess is what I
normally. Oh my goodness. I want to talk just a little bit about comparison syndrome. I just love the word that you just said. I was sitting there looking at that this last weekend too. I was having some ahas about that, like how we compare ourselves. And if we find ourselves less than, it can be very, it can stop our actions. What can we do about that? What do you recommend if I'm looking at someone and I'm saying, gosh, they're great. Oh, they're great. Oh, they're great.
You know, I would say that at this point, I do not have a perfect method or formula or strategy for at all. I think the biggest one that works for me is honestly staying off social media. Now, granted, there are a lot of people that run their businesses completely through social media as a medium and a vehicle, right, to reach their ideal clients and stuff. And I guess that's a little bit different for those individuals. And I'm not really so much so in that space, I would say. But even for those individuals, I would suggest scheduling their time on social media, doing check-ins or something, or maybe if they're going to be on social media Monday through Friday, for example, then say, okay, I'm not going to be on there like at Friday after 6 p.m. until Sunday, you know, night, and then hop back on Monday, or maybe schedule it that way and only check in at a certain time on the weekend. But I think unplugging is incredibly important for so many reasons.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah, and not just from social media, but we're constantly consuming tons of content, right? Whether we're watching television, we're watching commercials, TV shows, the radio stations that we're listening to, social media, conversations. Wow. You know, we have content coming at us from multiple directions in life. And so I think if we can kind of control what that looks like, then that's a little bit helpful. And then maybe writing out the things that you're grateful for, right? Like, I think people have a tendency to not celebrate themselves and recognize their accomplishments, even the smallest ones. So that's something that I do. Oftentimes I will sit and write sticky notes and put them on my mirror of either the things I've accomplished that month that I'm proud of, or either the things that I'm blessed with. And quite frankly, it's the most simple stuff. It's my car, it's my home, it's a business that I love and clients I like to work with and a full-time job that I actually enjoy that most people, you know, aren't even lucky enough to have that, or it's family and friends and, you know.
Yeah, there's one thing, if you're talking in gratitudes and you're talking about what you're grateful for, you just simply count, it shifts everything.
It totally does.
So that's a perfect note to kind of wrap it up on. Thank you so much for coming. For everyone who missed the intro, this is Tessa Williams, and her company, The Palmerton Strategy, is amazing. Oh, and why don't you just tell us how to reach you and how we can find out more?
Yeah, of course. So my website is thepalmertonstrategy.co, that's .co, and I can be found at The Palmerton Strategy on Facebook and on Instagram.
Awesome. Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you.